Computer initializing. Today is February 13th, year 3552, Sol System Calendar. Location, unknown. Initialization complete. Multiple parameters missing. Attempting repairs. Checking system. File integrity, 12%. Video integrity, 0%. Audio integrity, 100%. Reproduce files anyways. Initializing. Disaster log, day one.
Is it recording? Right, okay. This is Private Celestine Colm. It's March 25th, current year 3546. I'm a soldier under jurisdiction of the Vespeta Space Hulk. Or, I was, before its destruction. We were attacked by pirates, and the fleet scattered to the four winds. I managed to escape, along with 10 other soldiers in a heavy fighter jet, after the evacuation signal was given. Though, due to a geomagnetic storm, most of the ship's equipment suffered effects similar to an EMP strike. The landing was a disaster. 8 dead, 1 injured. Only I've suffered light wounds. Mostly just scrapes. Listener, Private John, the other survivor, suffered a concussion and is currently sleeping off his wounds. The impact mangled our drive engine, but the communications array in the nuclear reactor are still largely functional. I've sent a distress beacon, but it seems like no one's listening. I'll recon the area to familiarize myself with the area and see if I can find any assets for our survival. Or threats. Colm out.
Log over. Disaster log, day two.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It is March 26th, current year 3546. Things do not look good for us. This planet seems to be in a very early stage of life. No vegetation anywhere, or animals to speak of. Soil samples are weirdly sterile, perhaps due to proximity with this system star. My radiation counter keeps going off at random spots. It seems like we're constantly bathed in its too strong glow. The only sign of life I've found are phytoplankton living in the sea. Photosynthesis seems to be the only way of getting nutrients in this place. The ship's hull will provide us shielding against the worst of it, but it means that most likely there will be no food to speak of. We have 7 days of rations to last us who knows how long. Hopefully our distress beacon gets picked up soon. Colm out.
Log over. Disaster log. Day 7.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It's March 31st, current year 3546. Our situation has not changed much, but there is good news. Listener has recovered from his injuries enough to talk with me, so we could assess our situation and decide on a course of action. He told me to keep the food for myself. At first, I thought it was just some sort of self-sacrifice crap, but no. He explained to me that he has had many cybernetic and biological enhancements done along his life. One of them being a photosynthesis skin-like grafting to his limbs. I knew Listener was quiet. It's how he got his nickname, after all. But I guess he's more half-plant than I thought. But the good news is, that means he can get most of the nourishment he needs simply from standing around in sunlight. Not enough for a full, healthy amount, but enough to keep him holding for at least a few months. That means I have myself a few more days before rations run out. Still nothing on that distress beacon. No acknowledgements, no promises of a rescue. Seems like we're truly lost in deep space. We can't lose hope. Colm out.
Log over. Disaster log. Day 17.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It's April 10th, current year 3546. My rations are officially done. Just finished a bar of almond chocolate, and now I look longingly at its packaging, wondering if I should have waited just a little longer. But I couldn't. I've been on half rations for a while, and I can feel my strength draining day after day. Listener, infuriatingly enough, seems to be doing just fine. He has to sunbathe for at least 5 to 6 hours daily, but that's not a problem, since there's nothing else to do. We've played cards to death, shared stories, and everything else two lone soldiers can do to pass the time. Things that don't spend energy, anyways. We have to conserve every last bit of it. It's torture. Having to just sit around, sleep, and do nothing when my life is at stake. But there's nothing I can do to change this. I just wish there was something for me to hunt. I'm not ready to go. Not of inanition. I'm a soldier, for fuck's sake. I was supposed to go in a blaze of glory. This is fucking bullshit. If Rescue doesn't show up in 7 days, I'll put an end to this myself. Better than wasting away. Call him out.
Log over. Disaster log. Day 24.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It's April 17th, current year. Fuck this shit. Why do I even care what day it is? It's just one more day until I fall over in my grave. It's been a week since my rations have run out. The first 4 days were hell. Hunger pangs were almost permanent. I feel a bit better now. I know it's just my body tricking me. I've lost a bunch of weight. I can see it. Soon, there's going to be no more fat to be consumed, and it'll just start breaking down the muscle I have left. I don't want to go like that. I go for a night patrol. Alone. Sorry, listener. Hope you don't go mad all by yourself. Calm out.
Log over. Disaster log. Day 25.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It's April 18th, current year 3546. Didn't do it. Listener saw something in my eyes and didn't let me leave. We had a discussion. He said I was being selfish and I almost blew his head off for that. He isn't the one having to watch his body melt away. But he did tell me something that gave me hope. Maybe that's too strong of a word, but it showed a way forward, disgusting as it is. He told me he only waited this long to say something because he had no idea how I'd react, and he was right, to be fair. Another one of his body augmentation is an increased testicle size and a performance boost of over 100 times, allegedly. To put it in layman terms, his orgasms can produce a staggering amount of fluids. He said it was something to please a cum-obsessed girlfriend or something along those lines. And that would be my lifeline. He can survive just from photosynthesis and produce enough for me to drink and maintain a budget of 1,100 calories, provided he relieves himself around 4 times a day. I